Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're just swept up in a wave of feelings, good or bad, with no control over the current? Yeah, me too. But that's why we're here, right? To learn how to navigate this crazy rollercoaster called life with a little more grace, a little more awareness, and maybe even a dash of stoic wisdom thrown in for good measure. Today, we're diving deep into emotional awareness, understanding those feelings, accepting them without judgment, and ultimately using them as tools to make better decisions, live more authentically, and just feel better overall. First things first, let's get real. Avoiding our emotions isn't the answer. You know that feeling when you try to bury a difficult emotion deep down, only for it to resurface in some unexpected way? Yeah, not pretty. It's like trying to hold back a tsunami with your bare hands. Eventually, that wave is gonna crash. Instead, emotional awareness is about recognizing those emotions as they arise, acknowledging their presence without getting swept away by them. Think of it like this. Imagine you're watching a thunderstorm from a safe distance. You can see the lightning flash, hear the thunder roar, feel the wind picking up, but you're not in its path, right? That's emotional awareness, observing your feelings with a sense of detachment and clarity. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that muscle of emotional awareness. 1. Check in with yourself regularly. Make it a habit to pause throughout your day and simply check in with yourself. Ask, how am I feeling right now? Don't just label it as good or bad. Get specific. Are you feeling anxious? Frustrated? Content? Excited? The more you practice this, the better you'll get at recognizing the subtle shifts in your emotional landscape. 2. Name your emotions. Putting a name to a feeling can actually help lessen its power. It's like saying, aha, there's that anger showing up again, instead of letting it control your actions. This simple act of labeling helps create distance between you and the emotion, allowing for a more rational response. 3. Don't judge your emotions. Remember, all emotions are valid. There's no such thing as a good or bad feeling. Even those uncomfortable ones like anger, sadness, or fear serve a purpose. They tell us something about our needs, boundaries, or values. Instead of judging yourself for feeling them, try to understand what they're trying to communicate. 4. Explore the triggers. Once you've identified an emotion, ask yourself, what triggered this feeling? Was it a specific event, interaction, or thought? Understanding your emotional triggers can help you develop strategies for managing them effectively. Maybe it's learning to say no more often, setting healthy boundaries, or practicing mindfulness techniques to stay grounded in the present moment. 5. Cultivate self-compassion. This is huge. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a close friend going through a difficult time. Remember, we're all human, and it's okay to feel our feelings. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and you just got passed over for that promotion you were really hoping for. You feel disappointed, maybe even a little angry. Instead of letting those emotions control your actions, lashing out at colleagues, sulking in the corner, or quitting on the spot, you take a moment to breathe. You acknowledge those feelings. Wow, I'm feeling pretty bummed right now, you say to yourself. This really stings. But then, instead of dwelling on the disappointment, you try to understand it. Maybe there were factors beyond your control, or maybe this is an opportunity to learn and grow. You could even use this experience as fuel to work even harder, improve your skills, and come back stronger next time. See? By practicing emotional awareness, you can turn a potentially negative situation into a valuable learning experience. So, there you have it, the power of emotional awareness. Remember, it's not about suppressing your feelings. It's about understanding them, accepting them, and using them to guide your actions and decisions. It takes time and practice, but trust me, it's worth it. By becoming more emotionally aware, you unlock a whole new level of self-understanding, resilience, and ultimately, happiness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you navigate difficult emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.